and season for all things. There is a time when you have wept. There is a time when you have stood and said, I don't know what to do. There has been a time when you have wanted to quit. But I'm telling you, the time now is to walk into the promises that have been made for you. The promises that have been spoken for you. Moses didn't see the promised land. My son Jim didn't see the fullness of the promise. But he left you. He left you with a man of God to take you into the promised land. I am saying, hear me well. You are going into the promised land. I said into the promised land. Go into the promised land. Don't look for yesterday. Don't worry about what Pastor didn't get to see. He fulfilled what he needed to do. You need to be focused on going into the promised land. And don't go around the mountain. You don't need 40 years. Y'all have done all you need to do. The enemy cannot hold you back if you will decide today, I'm walking in the promised land with the man of God. Walk into the promised land.
Hallelujah. Father, we do lay hold of your word, Father. We lay hold of the land that you've called us to, Father. Jeremiah 29:11 says, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for us, Father. Plan of peace, Father, not of calamity, plan of welfare, Father, where you take care of us, Father. And we lay hold of that. We will not back down, Father. We will not back away an inch, Father, but we will lay hold of what you have called us to lay hold of, Father. We will be people who manifest your kingdom will, plan, and purpose here on the earth, Father. We are hooked up with your kingdom will, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All clear? All right. Well, at this time, I want to turn this special occasion over to our wonderful Pastor Earl from Spring Hill, Florida. Sister Church, it is an honor and a blessing to have you. Thank you. Have your way in liberty.
God bless you. If you would bear with me for just a moment, I'd like for you, if you have a prayer language, if you know to pray in the Spirit, begin to pray right now. Amen. You've made your commitments. You've asked God to honor it. Now speak and let the Lord minister to your hearts right now. Can you bring me up? Hallelujah. Ora brasunda rabashia ramaka. Yebrasutu ramaha yaramahori yaramaha sokori yabrishia. Ora manda ramaka yaramahanda raboseke de boshe. Hara masoto raboshia ramaka. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. You alone are worthy of praise, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We worship you, my God. We worship you, Almighty God. Have your way, have your way, Lord, have your way, Lord, glory, 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 blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Don't be in a hurry now, don't be in a hurry. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Lord, we exalt your holy name. You alone are worthy of all praise, O God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Now, if you just turn to someone and squeeze the hand very gently and say this to them, God is up to something in this house. Come on. God is up to something in this house. And we're a part of it. Come on. And we're a part of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You know, as we heard Sister Michelle with her eloquent speech this morning and so much anointed on the Holy Spirit, when she said it's a bittersweet moment, and it certainly is, because every time I fly into Austin, Pastor Jim was there waiting for me. And then we get to the house of the Lord and he's not here, but his spirit is mighty in this place. What he's left here is a legacy, you see. He's been raising up you and you and you for such a time as this to continue in the vision. And I love what Sister Gail says. You've got to say yes to what God is saying to you. You can't turn back now. We've circled that mountain too often. Amen? Now it's time to enter in. It's going to be exciting, folks. I've seen it in the Spirit. And I know what God is up to in some things. I don't know all of the whole plan, but I know what he's up to in some areas of your life. You're going to succeed. You're going to prosper. You're going to explode. Well, some of you got that. It's going to be a time of growth. Come on. Expansion and growth. Now you might as well get ready for that expansion, because some folks are going to come in here that you might not feel comfortable sitting next to. That's why Pastor Jim took the ties off. But you've got to learn how to love each other. Amen. And be used by the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm so honored to be here this morning. I bring you greetings from your sister church in Spring Hill, Florida, New Beginnings Life Center Church. And my wife, she's not here with me today in her body, but in her spirit, she's here. And she sends you her greetings. She wants me to tell Pastor Jim and Lou hello. She still is not quite over the shock. And she's going through a very difficult time with this. But we know that God is able, because he has us to move on. He doesn't like us stagnant. When you become stagnant, you begin to smell. There's a foul odor that comes out of stagnant waters, amen? But you are people who have been prepared for such a, hallelujah, for such a time as this, to move into the promises. Yes. Not just a promise. There's so many promises in store for us, amen? So it's a good day. Yes. Tell somebody this is the best day we've ever had. Yes. Come on, tell them I'm alive. I'm here to praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Lou, would you join me here at the front if you would? And maybe you want to sit, come down. Thank you. I started calling my dear sister, Sister Lou, Mama Lou, and I don't know if it caught on. Let's stand over here. And maybe I was out of order because I'm older than she is, but and she's better looking. But I'm so happy to see you this morning. You know, my heart just sprang when you walked in the room, and I thought, you know, it's all right now. It's all right now. We have to learn how to move on. And I want to tell you, the years that I have known Pastor and Sister Lou, Mama Lou, I think we met in 95 when I first started coming here. And this became my home. Did you know that? I'm a member of this church. Did you know that? Okay. And my mama has been looking, watching over us and speaking into our lives. And, of course, same age. But it was a time when he says, I don't think you'll ever call me father. But I realized I had Eddie. So come on, stand to your feet, give God some praise for this woman of God. Yes, this is the mother of the house. Bring me up. Hallelujah. And we honor you, Sister Lou. You're part of this great legacy that your husband has left here, huh, Pastor Jim? And you never failed him. You were there all the time he needed you. A support, amen? God bless you. Is there anything you'd like to say to at this time? Not right now? Okay. Well, we'll let you skate a little bit. It's getting too quiet in here now. It's getting too quiet in here. Turn me on. You may be seated. Okay. They got it. Thank you, Jesus. They got it. They got it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you with me? Okay, bring it up. I think you better go back and bring it up. If the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, Jesus loves me. I know He loves me. So let it happen. It'll be all right. Bring me up. All my needs, He said He will provide. Nothing good from me, yes, will He deny. You see, He loves me. I know He loves me. So let it happen. Music. It'll be all right. He's never failed me yet. All of my problems He has met. Through every storm and with each passing test, I provide some faith. He provides the rest. All my needs, He said He will provide. Nothing good from me, my God, will He deny. Because He loves me, you see, He loves me, so let it happen, let it happen, let it happen, it'll be all right, it's gonna be all right, it'll be all right, it's already all right, amen. I need you to give God some praise right now for what He's already done. Come on. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. So let it happen. Let it happen. Yes. Let it happen. It's going to be all right. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. I spent the last week or so before the Lord concerning what would be my part of this great occasion, and I had incredible visions of trumpets in the back and horses coming up with plumes and Richard and Michelle stepping out of the carriage and horns blowing on each side of the church and people dressed up in the refineries and I realized it wasn't going to happen. But I know it's a very special day because God has already prepared each and every one of us for such a time as this. I often think of what would have happened if He had stayed longer, you see. But I realize when you're so close to the Father, and He takes you by the hand and says, time, you don't want to look back. And you know there's some things that you want to see accomplished before you leave the earth. And it's the vision is so fresh and so alive. And you know you got to do this, you got to do that. I want to be around to see it happen. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. But there's a time when the Father will take you by the hand and He'll say, son, enough. It's time now. You know, Solomon in all of his wisdom, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, we read where there's a special time, a purpose on the heaven for everything to take place. Amen. And it says at the very beginning is the time to die. But you see, Pastor Jim didn't die. Did you know that? Amen. Come on. Oh, I wish the rest of you got that. You will, if you're born again, if you're truly filled with the Spirit of the, you'll never die. His life begins the moment he closed his eyes and opened them in heaven. That last breath he took was the next breath before the Father. And his life began at that moment. He's more alive today than he's ever been. And you have to thank God for that. You see, because every one of us, that's our goal. Our the highest goal is to see Christ. We want to see the Father. We want to see our friends and our family and those who've gone before us. And I believe that he's celebrating today. He's looking down and saying, that's my legacy. That's what I've left for my family here. We used to joke, he and I would, about the difference in our churches. You see, I was pastoring 95% white folks. Until the blacks heard I was in town. And I looked around and I thought, Pastor Jim, you got all the black people in Austin. And he had singled out by the Holy Spirit's anointing to touch each life, to bring you to a place where you can accomplish great things for the kingdom. Amen? That scripture you read a few minutes ago, where's the brother that, Napoleon? There you are. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what Pastor Jim was all about. He was seeking the kingdom. The principles that he bestowed upon you were kingdom principles. When I first came here back in 95 and I heard him preach, I thought, well, too radical for me. I'll be honest with you. And I probably said that here before. But you know, he left us a treasure. And you know, how many of you have his book, the last book he wrote? Do you read it? He left us such a treasure, all the things that were spoken of. And oftentimes when he would invite me to come, I've been here year after year after year, I often think, why would you want me to come to speak to you, your people? You got more stuff going on you than I could ever have going on in me, man. They've heard the word of God. They're privileged, they're blessed to have you as a pastor. And then one day I realized he wasn't just a friend. He was my pastor. And he spoke into my life. He accomplished things for us that we didn't think could possibly happen. He and his dear wife, Lou. And today is not just a celebration for Michelle and Richard, but it's a day to celebrate what has happened to bring us to this place and who he's left in position to carry on. How many of you can raise your hand and say he's affected my life in a very positive way? Every hand just went up. And that's the truth. He has affected us in such a special way. And I believe that God is about to explode in this house. Come on. He's getting ready to explode in this house. And I know for Mama Lou, it could be a very sad, bittersweet, joyous occasion because now she is no longer considered the first lady, but she's considered Mama. You know what Mama does? She holds you, caress you, love you, give you money. Here, son, here, daughter, go buy something for you. You know, she will love on you, and she'll always be Mama of this house. Are you agreeing with me?
Yeah.
Well, let me hear you, sir. I agree.
I agree.
Let me hear you clap your hands. Somebody open your mouth, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah, speaks of seek ye first the kingdom and then in a different way. He says, call upon me. And every one of you have called. And you've been asking questions as we've heard Michelle this morning. That was so beautiful. You know, you're blessed to have her. Because when you can't open your mouth, she will open it for you. You know, I mean it in a good way. You're such a treasure. But God wants you to call upon him now. Seek ye first the kingdom. Call upon him. And ask him to give you the strength to maintain, to stand, to be courageous. And that's where we go in this morning. As we anoint our brother as pastor of this house. Amen. The anointing is going to rest upon you. To be a blessing, not just to these, our brother and our sister, but to the vision. To carry on what Pastor Jim has already established. When we... my wife and I celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary in March. And, 50 years. How about that? Where's my check? And we didn't know what to expect because we were told to not come to church for a week. I mean, they just took over all the planning and everything. And there was a point in the service where we were kept in the kitchen where we're supposed to be hiding because I had no idea my children were involved in it. It was just a big deal. So they brought us up to the front. We sat down, and all of a sudden my wife says, "Look who's here. I see her. Here comes Pastor and Lou." Pastor Jim hooked up to his machine, got out of his deathbed to honor us. When he walked in, I thought, he's doing this because of me, because of his love for us. And he sacrificed for you all his life. Some things you're not even aware of, he's done just for you. How he's prayed at late in the midnights, and how he's gone to your rescue. Anybody in the house this morning? I told Pastor Richard, I says, you know, there's some things that you've got to be aware of, because when you become a pastor, don't answer your phone after 4 o'clock in the morning. Some folks called me at 5 o'clock one morning to help change their tire. You know, there's some crazy things you'll have to do. And pastor had to endure all of that, the sacrifices he's made. Half of you don't even know what's going on. You have no idea what, maybe Sister Lou doesn't know half of it. You know, but because of Jim Lillard, my friend, my pastor, my spiritual daddy, we're the same age. I can call him anything I want. I can stand here this morning and tell you I'm so proud to be a part of you. I am so honored to be a part of you. You inspire me every time I come here. And at this time, we're going to ask Sister Lou to come and make a presentation. And then we'll go into the installation service.
Good morning, everyone. So glad that you're here today. These items here. I just want to say just a couple of things, and then I have a couple. As I've been going through Jim's office at the house, and I've ran across a lot of books, a lot of Bibles, a lot of things, and I just wanted to present a couple of those to Brother Richard today to honor him. For those who may not know, it's been prophesied several times. Several years ago, even, probably 3 or 4 maybe or so years ago, that Richard would be a pastor someday. And I know he would look at people and kind of softly shake his head this way, not this way, but this way. So this is not just something that Jim decided to do, okay? It's not just a Jim thing. This is a God thing. But it's not just Richard Michelle. They're being honored today. But we have other ministers in this body that are important as well. They are just as important. It's just a system that God has set up and that pastor set up because, I mean, he didn't just decide one day to, oh, well, you know, I better do something because I may not be here very long. No, this is a God thing. And I know that as his wife. I know that. I heard it come out of his mouth, okay? So this is a God thing, and we do. I love you guys. You're wonderful, and whatever I am or am not in the next however many years I'm around, I thank you for loving me all these years and loving Pastor Jim. Thank you. Thank you. You're great. Love you much. Thank you. Thank you. If Brother Richard would go ahead and come up here, I would just like to. The first thing that I wanted to do is to, you know how Jim loved Bibles. This is called the 8 Translation New Testament. I found 3 of these. And I know he did not use all of them, but as I was looking through them, several of them had other names in there, and one of them, I guess people never did read it because it had about 4 different names that had been presented to people along the way. This one had one name above Jim's name, and I put it on there. But I wanted to give you one of the first copies of the 8 translations, so now you've got to do some more studying. Yes, sir. Okay. I think you're going to wrap that for me. And then last year, Brother Derek gave this beautiful clock to Pastor Jim, and it's like, I'm not a pastor. I was the pastor's wife, but I'm not a pastor. It says, pastor's clock, counseling, praying, leading, comforting, teaching, rebuking, preaching, quoting, following, listening, cheering, fasting. And I just wanted to pass this on. I asked Brother Derek if it was okay. So I'm passing this on to you to put in your office as pastor. All those things that you know now that you get to do. And then last but not least, there was just came to me. I every morning I look through Jim's book of wisdom and wit for winning, one day at a time. And I found this one. I just kind of started flipping through there to see if I could find one that fit the occasion today. And I believe this is a good one. Trust in the Lord with all your decision-making mechanisms, and do not try to figure out with your mind what is going on, and He will direct the path and will give you great success. And I just wanted to present this to you. You can put it on the wall. You can put it on your desk. You can't put it in the trash, but you can put it wherever you like. But I honor you. You are my pastor now. Thank you. Love you too. Thank you. And Brother Earl.
I've asked some of you folks to just make a small statement if you'd like to come at this time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You would like to go first. Demetrius is supposed to go first. Okay.
Amazing how this works. Okay. Okay. Just a few things that we want to say, Pastor Richard and Miss Michelle. We're celebrating with you. Congratulations. We know that what you're stepping into is not easy, but we know that you were especially chosen for it, and we know that you are anointed to perform it fully. One thing that I was going to mention is just thinking about, you know, the time that I've known both of you, that, your commitment to God and to House of the Lord has been amazing, and it's always been there, and it's been evident to every person that's sitting in this building. We've always seen it. And one thing, I can't remember if I've told you this, but I've always noticed your adaptability, that as things or situations or times changed, you always found a way to position yourself to take advantage of that and to do things for God with the way things are at that moment. And we know that we're going through some change. So, hey, praise God, our pastors are adaptable. You know, that's what we need. So, you know, you're inspiring us to be adaptable so that we can do what needs to be done and position ourselves so that the vision of this church is fulfilled. So thank you for that. You're definitely encouraging us to do what you're doing.
Quick, and just to go with what Demetrius said about adaptability, is the fact that to do that, you need God's wisdom. And so Proverbs 2, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. And as you go forward, you will need his wisdom and the adaptability that you'll have to walk in with this squirrely bunch of people. So we just thank you and I will speak for myself. So Hey, Pastor Jim got me straight a few times, or so. Yeah, so.
Well, I consider it an honor to stand here and welcome our pastor and our new First Lady. And I just want to say thank you so much for being willing and having open ears to hear and to step into. And I think that Pastor Earl said it correctly, Sister Michelle, when he called you a treasure, because you are a treasure to your husband and your family, but you're also a treasure to all of us. And I have been privileged enough to call you friend and to step into and really see that treasure inside. So I just want to say I love you, and I'm standing here with the two of you, and I'm ready for marching orders to go forward and step into the new.
Pastor Richard and Sister Michelle, how do I, in a couple short minutes, describe how much you mean to me and my family? In John 13:35, it says, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. You've shown your love to me and my family more times than I can count." But love isn't best seen when things are going well. It's seen when things are bad. And on the worst day of my adult life, you were the first one to stand beside me. And 1 year when finances were really tight, our Christmas tree was filled from the generosity of your family. Now, we have worked together through all hours of the day and night together here at the church. We sat across the table from some pretty good barbecue and some not so good barbecue, talking about the things of God. We've helped move each other all over town. You helped me get started in my business. You have been there for me more times than I can count. You have lived John 21:17 to me. Jesus is speaking to Peter, and he says, "Simon, do you love me?" And Peter answered, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." You have been tending the sheep here at House of the Lord for many years. I've been blessed to call you a friend for over 20 years. I now consider it an honor to call you my pastor.
I just want to say that you've been friends for over 20 years, but you've also been family. We never officially picked godparents for our kids, but I've noticed over the years that you've fulfilled that role as well. It's going to be an honor to walk beside you in this next phase of your life.
And this next message comes through video.
Greetings, House of the Lord family. What's going on? It's your boy, Amen. DJ Delight here in Hillbank, South Dakota, with zero gravity. I reached my other family. And so, I got Tim and Debbie, who are the leaders. And so, we just wanted to take a few moments and just congratulate Pastor Richard Sanders on his installation. Man, God, I love you. You know, you're my brother from another mother. We've got the same father. And I'm just excited about all that God's going to do through you. God has appointed you for this time and season. And we just want to extend our love. I wish I could be there, but we had this trip planned months in advance. But we know, man, you're going to do awesome things for the kingdom of God and for the church family. So we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. And congratulations and blessings.
Congratulations, Pastor Sanders. I know I haven't met you yet, but we will be meeting you and my wife Debbie and I and our whole team and everybody in Millbank, South Dakota are so thankful for letting us borrow Damon, DJ Delight. He's an amazing, amazing guy. Hang on to him, because otherwise we're going to steal him from you. But in all seriousness, congratulations. God has got so much ahead for you guys, and we're so pumped to see how God's raising up awesome people like yourself to do and expand God's kingdom in such an unprecedented way. So we thank you, and we praise you, and we praise God, and we
Mama Lou, would you join me here at the front, if you would? You know, Paul writes in the book of Ephesians, in the fourth chapter, and I'm going to read just a few verses of what he's passed on to us. He says, wherefore, he said, when you ascend up on high, he led captivity captive, we're talking about Jesus, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he's ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The fivefold ministry is very operative in this house. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
But I've noticed in the years that I've been pastor that there are some things the other four parts of the fivefold ministry can't do. You see, a pastor will nurture you. He'll take care of you, watch over you, run to you in the middle of the night, take care to protect you from all harm. And he would spend time on his knees on your behalf. So with that said, I'd like for Richard and Michelle to join us here at the front. And Mom, don't go too far. You feel funny me calling you Mom? She's old. I'd like the board to come and join. I mean, we don't have much room, but come and squeeze in here. And just stand in front of us, if you would, and face me, if you would. And the board gather around. And those of you who are part of that fivefold ministry, come join us also. Pretty much all here. And I'd like the rest of us to stand, if you would, and honor the Lord. First of all, Brother Richard and Sister Michelle, I am so honored by you and the very fact that God has called me to be a part of your life. And I say life because you're one. When you receive this woman as your wife, you are no longer two but one flesh. And it's going to be impossible to just honor you, Richard, because she's always going to be by your side. She's your best friend, your confidant. She gives instructions when you need someone to just speak into your life. And I know that. How do I know that? I'm smart. So what we're going to do this morning is not just to put the mantle around you, but both of you, because together you're going to pastor these people and those who are coming. You might as well get ready because it's going to be a large congregation. There's no way to prepare yourself, but get ready in the Spirit. And I just know that it's going to grow, and Pastor Jim's vision that he has for this house will be escalated to a place where we can say, I never thought it would be this good. So with all that said, I would like to ask, ministry is a collaborative and shared calling in a tapestry of gifts of the Holy Spirit that leads pastor and other pastors, ministerial leaders, congregation, and the church's overseeing leadership together, working, focusing upon, and striving first for the kingdom of God. So my dear brother and Michelle, do you reaffirm your confession of faith and baptism and give yourselves as a follower of Jesus Christ? If so, and so I do. Do you reaffirm your ordination vows and promise to live your ministry in accordance with the teachings of Jesus Christ? Do you accept the responsibilities of lead pastor to which you have been called? If so, answer, I do. Now to the ministry team, the board, the elders, because of the mutual respect and collaborative relationship which must exist among the ministerial leaders of the church, do you each reaffirm your ordination vows and calling as a ministerial leader of this congregation? If so, answer, I do. Do you promise to work together, affirming one another's ministry, honoring one another's gifts and talents, serving as counselor and friend, listener and guide to one another? Do you promise to help one another live fully and in your individual calling as pastors and teachers of God's word? Do you promise to together strive for the furthering of God's kingdom in this time and place? If so, answer, with God's help, we do. With God's help, we do. Congregation, do you reaffirm your confession of faith and baptism? Do you promise to use your gifts and talents both within and beyond this congregation and to be a blessing to your pastor and his wife? If so, answer, we do. I've asked the whoever's in the booth there to raise up the congregational recital. Now, do you covenant with Richard and Michelle Sanders as your lead pastor? Congregation. Hallelujah. That's all right. Just let it pour. It's fine. Richard Saunders, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I anoint you for this high position, this honored position, as leader of these great people, pastor of this great church, the Revival Center of Austin. The vision continues. In the name of Jesus, the living Christ, we call you Pastor Richard Saunders. And to your dearly beloved wife, the First Lady of this house, Michelle Saunders, the gift of God, to you, Richard, and to this body, I anoint you in the power of the Holy Spirit for the great things that's ahead of you, to be steadfast, unmovable, and abound in those things God has called you to, and to lift up your husband's hands and bless your people in Jesus' name. I've asked Sister Lou, Mama Lou, if she would pray a prayer.
I see Jim standing right now, looking over the bowels of heaven, saying, "This is what I have placed for this body." And Father, we thank you for this day. Father, deserving people, loving people, great people, godly people that love you, that desire to do what you desire. They don't have their agenda, they have God's agenda. So, Father, we speak such a blessing and an anointing upon them as they go forth. God, that when they don't know what to do, they know who to go to. They know who to talk to. And the answers will always be there because you have set them in this place. I didn't set them. Jim didn't really set them. Brother Earl didn't set them. Father, you have set this beautiful couple, our friends, our pastors now. Yes. And Father, we honor them and you honor them. And I know, Father God, that great things are in store for all of us because we are one together. Yes. So Father, I speak abundant blessings upon their lives, physically, mentally, financially. Yes. Father, every arena of their life and their family, as we all join together, Father, to honor you. And in Father, to honor Jim Lillard, who is the start of all this. And we continue on because you're our God.
Yes, Father.
And there's nothing, absolutely nothing impossible with you. So thank you for this day and for this beautiful couple. And we just call them anointed. And together we say they are our pastors.
Now I want you to hold your applause. And I want Pastor Richard, if you kiss your bride. Would you turn and face the congregation? All right, fellow servants of the Lord, I present to you Pastor Richard and Michelle Saunders. Now you can celebrate. Now, if you just place your hand on your heart, I want to bless you. I know the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Lord of hosts, our Father who loves us so much, his Son, Jesus, the living Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is so sweet. I speak blessings over your life in every area, as you've heard Mama Lou speak. Every area of your life, I call you blessed. Now rise up and prosper, even as your soul begins to prosper, for the great things that are ahead of you, in Jesus' name. Now tell your neighbor you're blessed. Now you can celebrate the Lord. Come on, celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. You're blessed. God bless you. All right. Is there anything else we need to do? Is that right?
Richard and Michelle, we've got something coming. But okay. Well, anyway, the pastoral covering team, representing your body, we just want to let you know that we are submitting ourselves to you. We're honoring you, and we're doing this because we know God has placed you in our lives for our good. So we look forward expectantly to what God's going to do for us through you. And we thank you that you've accepted this call, this awesome call. And we're partnering with you in this, so you're not alone. So for Sister Michelle, we have some lovely flowers there. And for Brother Richard, we've got you a desk plate. It says Richard Sanders, senior pastor, and it has our logo on it. So that if anybody walks in there, they know who you are. And your cards. Okay. And we give you this card from the PCT. We've each written something in there that's special to our heart to you. And we love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to remind our people, we received a charge today, more than several years ago. Pastor Jim, Jerry and I attended a seminar. Pastors prayed on or prayed for, and that began us praying and covering our pastors. In today's bulletin, there's a prayer that you can pray every day over pastors Richard and Michelle so that they are not prayed on, but they are covered. And God knows, and the enemy knows, that these are people who have the word protecting them, who have those who are standing with them. We can put anything to flight if we are all speaking the word over them. Brother Ken taught us a couple of weeks ago how to pray for each other and how to pray for our pastors. Those prayers are on the table in the back. But don't take it lightly. Cover them. If you do nothing else, if you never have a dime to give, if you will wake up and speak the word over them every day, you've done what God requires you to do.
Thank you very much. Now I know who I am. We appreciate so much all your love and your support. I was going to say obedience, but I hadn't. That's coming later. But it is an honor. And I can't tell you how much, having been with Pastor Jim for so long and seen his integrity and his character and all that he did for you guys and for the church and for the kingdom, that how in the world can I live up to that? But I just live up to what God leads me to. And that's what we do. We can't be Pastor Jim. We have to be ourselves and what God brings us to and through. But I know, and like I told Brother Earl before the assembly, we were in the green room several years ago when Pastor and I were test driving the old bus out here. A lot of times when we would get alone together, just he and I, he'd say, "Well, are you ready to be pastor?" It would just always come right out of nowhere. And I said, "Well, I'm not real sure what all that entails." And he told me, "Brother, just love the people and tell them the truth." and that's what we endeavor to do. We love all of you, each and every one, and collectively as a body, and we will tell you the truth. We won't hide the truth. We won't shade the truth. It will be the truth. And I, again, appreciate all of your love and your support. And we've got one more thing to do this morning before we break out the vittles. Pastor Earl came a long way, and he's such a blessing to us. So I believe the envelopes are and little baskets are still on your table. So if you would, reach down in your heart and see what God would have you do to be a blessing to Pastor Earl. You know that we are a giving church. We've always been. We always will be. So be generous in your giving. Pastor Earl is one of the few who checked on Pastor Jim almost daily because of their friendship, because of their love for each other. And he's a very, very special man of God. And we were very honored to have him do the installation this morning. And we want to be a blessing to him. So we'll give you a few minutes while you're filling that out. We're not going to have a song, but did you want to say something?
I know you do. She always wants to say something.
I will second Richard in saying that this is an honor. It is not something that we came to this church with the intention of pursuing. This was not a career ladder. This was those folks are out there, believe me, but we're just here to love and to serve and to be obedient to God. And I believe if we will all do that, do what God puts in our heart, he will have everything covered. We will be a symphony in this city that the city cannot ignore, and they will see our love for one another and give us an opportunity to love them into the kingdom. And that's the goal. Pastor Earl, we can't thank you enough for coming. We know that you are well trusted by Pastor Jim, held in very high regard, and revered by him and so by us. And we're very honored that you made the sacrifice to come and to be a blessing to us. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You and Sister Erna are a blessing. Yeah.
Well, I was expecting to kneel down and him pull one of the swords out and put them on you, but we didn't get quite that formal. But you've already been blessed by Pastor Earl, but now it's time for the groceries. I hope y'all brought lots of food. So yeah, I'm hungry. So as the ushers are picking up the baskets from your tables, as soon as they get done, we will start spreading it out. And if you've got food waiting in the car or your vehicle, you can. They have instructions. Okay, I'll just do my part. That's okay. Well, who's giving the instructions? Kenneth has got the instructions.
Thank you. Can y'all receive them once again? Praise God. Praise God. All right, you may go to your seats. I do have instructions, so please bear with me. We'll get through this quickly. Instruction number one, as I've been given, get microphone from Pastor Richard. That's been done. So at this time, I want to tell the hostesses and ushers to get to their posts now so that they are able to receive all the good stuff. Everyone else, I will give you further instructions. So two groups of people. For those who have, I can just rush through things. Hostesses and ushers, get to your posts. I don't know what that means, but that's what I was told. Now. All right. Everyone else, if you've got vehicles and you've got your dishes, you are welcome to go get them. Hostesses will be at the back exits to receive from you. If you don't need to do that, but you do need to go to the restroom. I've been told to leave that restroom off limits for right now because you can hear Brother Steve already getting to work. He'll be throwing tables around, so don't get in his way. If you can, go through these two doors and use the restrooms in the front. So, two groups of people, if you got food, you can go get them now. And if you need to go to the restroom, these two doors, and you go to the front, and then come back here. All right? Come back to the sanctuary, and then we'll get further instructions. I'm on 4 of 12.